from us.
Last song for today is Why So Cruel by White Horse. Thank you so much for tuning in to La Bonne Heure with Valley here on CITR 101.9 FM. See you soon. Bye.
Accessibility,
disability,
mental health,
ADHD and ADD,
and many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass,
a unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
This is Sasha Bilott, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jordan, and you're listening to Season 7's All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. I hope everyone is doing well and keeping safe. We have an awesome show lined up for you today. Before we start, I'm joined by my Accessibility Collective teammate, Richard, and more folks who weren't here on the first episode. So, who are they?
Hi, my name is Evan Chung, and I'm a third-year student at UBC in the Bachelor of Media Studies. I love finding new ways to express myself, and I find inspiration and awe from all walks of art. I try to take a little bit with me every time I meet someone new. I'm looking forward to meeting new people and hearing their stories, and I can't wait to see what the season of All Access Pass has to offer.
Hi, everyone. I'm Monica, and I'm a fourth-year undergraduate physics student at UBC. I've been with the Accessibility Collective and the show since January 2020, and I'm really excited to be back for Season 7. I'm looking forward to having great discussions with new and old members.
Hi, everyone. I'm Avery. I'm a second-year student majoring in visual arts and minoring in law and society. Last year, I was in the media studies program, and eventually I want to pursue journalism. So I'm thankful to be back with CITR this year and to have this opportunity.
Now we are going to go to our song break. Monica, can you please introduce our first song?
Thanks, Jordan. So our first song is called Brave One by Onico.
Be the brave one is what they say to me. But I want some sweet sympathy. Who will make the cure? No one knows. No one knows. Just swallow it down and keep the flow. One of these days they'll speak my name. One of these days, I won't be the same. Let the world fall down on me. Let the world fall down on me. Let the world. Let the world fall down on me. Let the world fall down on me. Let the world fall down on me. Cut me down. I'm a poison cup. My fire's hot. My bones are cold. Two hands can't hold my restless soul. Count me out on a Saturday night.
holding it tight. Let the world, let the world, let the world fall down on me, down on me. Let the world, let the world, let the world fall down on me. When I open my eyes, it don't look the same, and I say, hey. When I open my eyes, it don't look the same, and I say, hey. Let the world.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Brave One by Aniko. Aniko is an indie electronic artist based in Oakland, USA. She began writing and producing music after becoming paralyzed in a car accident in 2014. Her music is a blend of blues, jazz, and electronic. In addition to working in music, she's also received numerous accolades, including a Fulbright Fellowship and SCI Artist Innovator Award.
Thanks so much, Monica. Now, let's go to our show topic. Did you know the month of October is known as the Community Inclusion Month? In honor of this, there's an annual event happening soon called Inclusion Art Show and Sale. Recently, Sarah, Evan, and Katie had the opportunity to chat with one of the event organizers, Monique Nelson, as well as local photographer Bart Voliami. We are going to first play the interview with Monique Nelson. So here it is.
Hi, everyone. So we're here with Monique from Possibilities and Bart, and he's a photographer. And so we're really excited to have them here today. Hi, Monique. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going great. I've been spending the whole day promoting the art show to all my friends and community living.
Yeah, at the Inclusion Art Show, right?
That's the one. 17 years in the running.
17 years in the running. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and Possibilities?
Sure, Sarah. So I'm a mom of two young adults, one of whom has autism. And that's how I came into the field of community living. So Possibilities is a service provider that assists folks with various intellectual challenges and cognitive disabilities. And we've been doing so for about 50 years, starting as smaller individual societies and then blending together. So we offer a variety of services to help folks throughout their lifespan. Everything from meaningful day supports to the art studio called Alternatives that we host, through to home living arrangements and employment services and journey exploration, which is a new service that we have. So helping people find their path if it's something they're looking for that's outside of, say, a day support program. Lots on the go here at Possibilities. And I used to work in communications and consultations, so I just brought my skill set over here to Possibilities. And that was 13 years ago.
That's great. That's excellent. And I mean, it sounds particularly important because I know for a long time there was only really accessible aid up to a certain age. And then those people were kind of left to drift in the world. So it's great that you guys have programs for all ages, it seems like.
Yeah, we do. We do. We used to also have group home living for children. Unfortunately, we don't have that anymore. You know, I think things have moved along a little bit in that in that respect. So now we provide housing for adults. So
perfect. Cool. And there's also an event called Inclusion Art Show. So can you tell us what the event is about?
Sure. Possibilities Contribution to the Celebration of Community Living Month in BC is to host this art show. We've been doing it now. This is year 17. And we do the organizing, and then we invite independent artists and studios from across BC to come participate in our show. And it's our way of celebrating art and breaking down stigma, and it's having an opportunity for artists to earn some income during this time of the year is often very much appreciated as well. Mm. There's lots of pluses from the show. When we're in person, I find that by the end of the first day of the show, my face hurts from smiling so much and my hair is all flat from having been hugged and squished and patted and everything. It's just absolutely joyful, fun, a lot of friends getting together, as well as a lot of opportunities to meet new people. We advertise far and wide, so we usually have about 1,000 guests in person to our show over a short time period.
That is wild. And where do you guys host this? Like, do you have it in different places every year?
Well, we've become a bit of a traditionalist in that way. We host it in Heritage Hall, which is at 14th and Main in Vancouver. We have a theater program that operates in the lower level. So we're able to kind of use some of that storage ability as well. So logistically, it works for us to have that space. And it also is an artsy neighborhood, vibrant, lots of people coming by. So we have chosen to keep it there, even though every year we discuss the opportunities that exist in other communities.
No, Main Street would be prime for that. Would you like to speak, Evan?
How did you get involved with Possibilities in the first place? I know you spent some time with the Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs Canada. So I just want to know kind of how it brought you to Possibilities.
That's a really good question. I'm not even sure how I got the email from the program director who was looking for a family resource coordinator at that time. But I was struggling working in the field that I was. It involved a lot of travel, and I'd be taking float planes into remote communities to work as the communications advisor for treaty negotiations across northwestern BC and the island. It was just very stressful not knowing if I'd be able to get home because of weather changes or other operational needs, because mm-hmm. my family at the time needed me quite a lot. And mm-hmm. I'd be frequently getting calls from the school to pick up my son because there was something happening and they weren't sure how to manage and so on. I really just needed to be closer for my family. Mm-hmm. But the synergies between the two roles are super interesting. Working with folks who've experienced marginalization, displacement, institutionalization, some of those things happen for our folks that we serve as well. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of commonality in the service that I love to do, which is supporting people through communications to tap into resources and opportunities. And it was really just finding what those resources and opportunities are for people who have intellectual and cognitive challenges.
Right. I just want to build off of that. How's your time working with the Crown Indigenous Relations, the Northern Affairs? What have you brought into your role at Possibilities? Is there any lessons learned, stuff like that?
Well, yes, you know, that's really interesting. No one's ever asked me that before, Evan. I have to really reflect on it. As I was saying, there's certainly some lived experience similarities for people who've gone through institutionalization. Mm-hmm. What some of our listeners may not know is that we still have some institutions in Canada, large-scale institutions for people with disabilities. And there was just a court case won last week in Nova Scotia that is forcing the hand of government to do more. There are some community living services, but they need to just simply have all community living services. So working within big federal systems and understanding how things shift and how policy develops over time, that's something really valuable that I can bring to this job. And currently my area of focus in that regard is on housing and securing more affordable housing for people with intellectual disabilities. And that's done in partnership with our funders, other ministries, other housing providers. So that's some of the ways that my careers have connected some of the experiences and living.
Awesome.
I was just wondering, since why is the Inclusion Art Show so important?
Yeah, I wish you could ask all of the artists, but I think for Bart, this is his first time. He can answer that for you. From my perspective, what I've seen over the years, it's the validation that, you know, people experience when they present their art and they realize that not only is it appreciated, it's beautiful, but it's also valued financially. People are purchasing art, collecting it, hanging in their homes, and the artists have the opportunity to talk to their customers face to face. You know, that's something that's different with the online show, but in typical years, it's that personal connection. And that also often leads to other opportunities, like maybe checking out a different studio, meeting other artists, trying new projects, and then walking around the show, seeing all the different types of arts that are available, can encourage people to try new techniques, new media. So I've seen lots of benefits from the art show. The financial is just one, but it is an important one. And the validation, confirmation of having your work appreciated is really a wonderful thing.
That sounds amazing. And I think it's such a great event for people who want to feel heard and seen. So what can we expect at this year's Inclusion Art Show and Sale?
Oh, a very good representation of what we've had every other year in terms of the artists and studios who are returning. We have, I think all of the studios come back, most of the independents, and we've attracted some new talent like Bart, who's going to be on this call today. So that's exciting for us. So we have about 450 pieces registered in the show. We've had as much as 1,000, but 450 is quite a lot. So it's a good representation of the artists who are typically in our show. And they'll be able to, the sales portion, people will be able to shop online, which we didn't have last year because we thought we were just doing it once. Now that we're online again, we wanted to make sure that the sales function was easier for consumers so they can visit all the different pages on the site and click, click, click and get one bill at the end. And then everything happens behind the scenes to get those deliveries out to people.
Yeah, that's a big change to transfer everything from a live thing where you can kind of like feel the excitement to something online and you're still trying to convey it.
Yeah. We're having a viewing party on October the 21st, the day after the show airs. And so people are welcome to come check that out. And one of the things that we're going to be doing there is actually enjoying the Indigenous welcome from Elder Shane Point. And he speaks to art in his community and shares a beautiful story. So some of the things that we did at Live in the Hall, having the elders welcome, having CEOs welcome, having snacks, we're doing that stuff virtually. We're going to get together and celebrate. And have a bit of a legacy piece there so people could go back and listen again or share the site with friends.
I just want to talk about the virtual aspect. I think the shift to virtual events and interaction is difficult for everyone. But especially for the communities you work with, what are some ways that you have been, you guys can accommodate and I guess lift up voices during this kind of virtual time?
Yeah. We've been very fortunate in that we've been able to keep our art studio open throughout most of the pandemic. We were down for just a few months, March to July of that first year. And after that, we brought people back, but just in small cohorts. So, you know, socially distanced, we had the space so people could come back. I would say there were a few months there where not as much art was created as typically, right? So last year's show was not quite the same as this year's show. If there were to be a theme this year, I would say it's definitely resilience. The art is fantastic and it's abundant. So that's exciting for us. We also wanted to enliven the experience knowing that it's online. So we have live art demonstrations. So you can learn how to make fused glass, or you can sit with and learn from AJ Brown and her watercolor techniques. AJ is a deaf artist and we will have ASL captioning for that. So we do try and find ways to bring people together to experience what they would have seen as a live demo in the show. They can experience it in the comfort of their own home, watching it through Zoom. So that's the second best thing. And then these viewing parties that we're having, there will be people gathered together who are already in each other's bubble in studio spaces joining us. So there's a few things that we're trying this year.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So we were also wondering, what are some of the goals that you're hoping to accomplish after this year's event is done?
That's a great question. One of the goals that we have is to be able to continue to offer an online store after this year's show. Artists had asked us for that previously, and we just couldn't find the funding to do it and the time, but we did it this year. The City of Vancouver's Culture Shift Grant was a huge help to us. So we built the site, and next year we hope to have an in-person show, and then we'll open up the sales after, like at a later date. So pieces that maybe didn't sell in the show will have a place to live, and people can continue to shop there throughout the year. So that's exciting for us. That's a big growth step.
So the online sale component, where do the proceeds go? How does this benefit the artists? Does it go towards charity? How does it work?
Well, so Possibilities is a nonprofit organization. And what we do is we fundraise for the show, and we keep our commissions, table rentals, those sorts of costs as low as we can. Mm-hmm. So we this year increased it. Our commission is 15%. Other shows, they charge 40% or more. So we just want to cost recover and do as much fundraising as we can, cost recover what we can, and the money doesn't go anywhere else other than the art show. If we have a surplus in one year, we invest it the next year in advertising or in the website, or, you know, now we have two places to invest it, the live show and the website. That's what it will be used for. It's dedicated solely to this purpose.
Awesome. I just wanted one more question. Sorry, before we go to the next interviewer. Can you tell me some of the stories that have come out of this event? Some impact. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question. I should have thought ahead. There's so many. One really recent and contemporary example I can think of is an independent artist we met. Her name is Margot Wask, or their name is Margot Wask. And Margot has developed so much as an artist, like creating her own Etsy shop. And she's also found her voice as an advocate. So Margot was presenting at the BC Budget Committee to advocate for more resources for entrepreneurs with disabilities. So that, I would say, is a cool evolution. I've seen her green her voice speaking on stage, speaking through art. And we first met her through the Inclusion Art Show. And we've been in contact, and we've been supporting her as a writer as well, sharing her views through as a guest blogger for us. So I think that's one impact story. We've also shared other kinds of collaborations that we've done in the arts, like partnering with students from Emily Carr University, doing community engaged art and showing their work at the show. We always invite universities where the field of study includes support worker or recreational therapist to come out to our show. And we've had students, you know, tell us that this may be the first time they've met a person they will be serving in the future is at our art show. So there are lots of different ways that we have impact in the community and strengthen the community, I think, through bringing people together through art.
Awesome. That's wonderful to hear. Okay.
So what do you suggest community members do for the accessible entertainment, or what ideas or input can they offer to you guys?
Could you be a little more specific with that when you say the community?
I think just the general public or people who are interested in contributing, how would they do that? What do you suggest they do? Can they do to help or offer?
Oh, there are lots of things that the public can do. So when we're out in person, come visit us, come meet us, have those interactions with the artists, see where the connections are. We welcome artists to be guests in our studios, to facilitate a class, or to come in and share their gifts with people. We welcome donations of supplies and donations of money to purchase supplies for our art studios. They can make a contribution to the show directly when we do get together, regardless of the kind of business they have. Maybe it's something like the gift certificates. If it's goods, we like to offer prizes when we host our events so people can have little takeaways and have some fun. Those are just a few ideas off the top of my head. But the most important one is just check us out, get to know us, come meet some artists, And every year we have guests that come up to us and they say they were absolutely blown away. They had no idea of the art that they would be seeing at this show.
I'd definitely be interested in visiting. That sounds amazing. So thank you for that. Last but not least, is there anything you would like to say to our CITR listeners?
Oh, absolutely. What I'd like to say is I wish we could have more artists on this show. I can't wait to hear Bart's piece. Many of the artists that we work with would have challenges articulating themselves verbally. So we rely on the extra supports of having support workers with them or having an augmentative communication device. So I think it's really important that we bring people together in person as well. And we'll get back to that as absolutely soon as we can.
Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you. I learned so much. It was really great.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. I really enjoyed hearing the stories of your own path towards possibilities and the stories that came out of your work with the Inclusion Art Show. So thank you.
Totally.
Thank you. I can't wait to hear Bart's story.
Yeah.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. You have been listening to an interview that my teammates Sarah, Evan, and Katie did with Possibilities Community Engagement, Monique Nelson. We will get some more on the remainder of our coverage on the event, Inclusion Art Show and Sale, in just a bit. But first, we are going to have another song break. Monica, can you please introduce our second song?
Thanks, Jordan. Our second song is It's Our Time by Lachi.
We just want a piece of the pie, so we pack our bags and run. Said we pack our bags and run, trying to walk on the wire, 'cause there's nothing we cannot overcome, nothing we cannot overcome. Yeah. They don't realize.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was It's Our Time by Lachi. Lachi is an award-winning artist, singer, songwriter, and diversity inclusion advocate based in New York City. She is a Black woman of color and blind musician. As the founder of RAMPD, Recording Artists and Music Professionals with Disabilities, she aims to support artists and music professionals with disabilities through inclusion and advocacy.
Thanks, Monica. Now, let's get back to our show topic, which is honoring Community Inclusion Month, which happens every October. With this, there's an annual event happening soon called Inclusion Art Show and Sale. Before the song break, you had heard an interview with Sarah, Katie, and Evan that they conducted with Possibilities Community Engagement, Monique Nelson, to learn about why this important event is needed and how it helps people with disabilities to boost their confidence and more. Now we would like to share with you the next interview they did, where they chatted with Bart Bolliami, a local photographer. Here's his interview.
And so next we're on to our next guest, Bart. And I'm going to try and pronounce your last name. Go ahead, Bart. How do you say it?
Hi. Thanks for having me on your show. My last name is Bolliami.
Bart Bolliami. And I was poking around at your website, Bart. You have some incredible photography.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So do you want to introduce yourself? Who are you? Where did you grow up? You love photography.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Bart Bolliami, and I'm a Vancouver-based artist. I am autistic, and the art I did for the Inclusion Art Show is a series of digital photographs I took during the first lockdown of 2020. I would get off work at 6 a.m. and just take my camera around downtown Vancouver. And that's how this series came together for me.
That's incredible. So how long have you been taking photographs?
I started in high school, but I had a long layoff for essentially my 20s. And then I started again, I think 2020 is when I picked up a camera again.
Well, your photography looks amazing. So what made you want to participate in the inclusion event? Is this your first time?
Yes, this is my first art show.
Wow.
I used Possibilities Employment Services in the past, and I've been to their art shows previously, so I've known about it. And since I just started photographing again, I just wanted to share this story with the world and the community.
That's great. How do you feel like, how does being in the art show make you feel? Does it make you want to do more photography? Are you like excited? Is your family excited?
Oh, absolutely. Like when I started, I didn't think it was going to be a huge ordeal. And I didn't think there'd be this much support. Like, I love it. And my main goal is to just show my art to the world and show people my photos.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Right now, some of your photos are hanging in one of the churches downtown, right?
Yes, Christ Church Cathedral on Broadway, or Burrard in Georgia.
Yeah, very exciting. I'll have to check them out when I go by. I think that maybe Katie has a question for you.
Yeah, I do. I was wondering, what advice would you give to someone who's new to the art and creative world?
That's a good question. I would say just always keep learning, do what makes you happy, experiment, and show your friends your work. Show your friends and your family what you're doing and just be happy.
Awesome. So what are some goals you have or hoping to accomplish as a photographer or artist in general?
I want to keep learning. I've learned so much in the last 2 years. I want to keep pushing my limits, keep expanding.
Are there any particular goals that you have in your mind? Like, do you want to have a massive individual art show or something like that?
Well, I just finished a portfolio of my film photography that I'm turning into a little photo zine.
Wow.
And I'd like to show that around to the to people, and, you know, maybe they can donate a little bit of money.
Right. And is there anywhere we can pre-order or purchase a photo zine coming up soon? Or
yeah, I have a website at bartvolumey.com. You can see some of my photographs, and my zine will be on there pretty soon.
Awesome. You heard that here first. so we will move on to the next question. Sarah, you want to take it away?
I'm asking the next question. so when you introduced yourself, you mentioned that you were on the autism spectrum. I was just wondering, how has, if any, your disability influenced your art or photography?
Well, I'll start by saying that autism is a neurological processing difference that affects how we process, engage with, and experience the world around us. Some common traits of autism include difficulty maintaining and starting relationships, difficulty expressing thoughts and feelings, and social isolation. My photography has been a way for me to communicate because verbal communication does not come naturally to me. And it's also been a way for me to learn about myself. The photographs I took for the art show reflect the isolation and alienation a person with autism can feel. The photographs are dark and contrasting.
I think you're great at communicating verbally as well as through your art. It's amazing how you can do both so beautifully.
Thank you.
So what is your favorite part of taking pictures?
Because I also have quite bad anxiety, my favorite part is getting out and seeing the communities with a unique perspective that I normally wouldn't see. I take my camera with me everywhere, and it's always in my backpack or my pocket. So I get to just see a lot in a way some other people wouldn't see it.
Yeah, it's really cool that you get to share that perspective with us. It's nice for us.
So you mentioned that this is the first art show you are participating in so far. Why do you think an event with these, I guess, encouragements for people in the communities from possibilities, why do you think that an important like this is so important to the art community?
It gives people with disabilities a voice and a platform to tell our individual stories and break down the stigma that comes with having disabilities and mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I think that's really a big and important thing, is talking to the individual.
Right, right. Thank you.
So after this event, what's next for you? Are you participating in other events that you want the listeners to know about?
I'm not in any events after this, but
yet.
I do yet. I'm hoping to. I'm going to be at the next Inclusion Art Show.
For sure.
I do have a website, and on that website, you'll be able to find limited edition photos, and pretty soon my photo zine will be on there. And people can donate. They can pay what they want for the photos.
That's great.
Okay, so like I asked Monique, is there anything you would like to say to our CITR listeners?
Yeah, thank you so much for listening and supporting everyone that's in the Inclusion Art Show. There's a lot of amazing artists this year. I think there was 450 individual artists. Is that right?
About 150.
Oh, 150.
450 pieces, yeah.
Yeah, 450 pieces of art. Mm-hmm. And they're all just incredible. There's some really great people.
I'm already excited to introduce you to another photographer with another studio so you two can chat and get to know each other.
Oh, yes, please. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That's exciting that you get to meet different people through your art. And I think it's so great through this art show. You have a community of people who are here to basically just appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. It's really an amazing opportunity.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
It's going to be great to see the viewing party. Yeah.
So you guys can check out Bart's work at the Inclusion Art Show. And they have a viewing party on the 22nd, if I'm right. 21st
at 12 21st. p.m.
At 12 p.m. And make sure you stay tuned for his upcoming zine, also on his website at bartvolume.com.
Welcome back to All Access Pass and CITR 101.9 FM. You have been listening to an interview that my teammates Sarah, Evan, and Katie did with the local photographer, Bart Volume. We hope that you enjoyed the interview as well as our first interview with Possibilities Community Engagement, Monique Nelson. If you are interested in checking out Inclusion Art Show and Sale artist bio, or want to go online and see what they sell, please do that at inclusionartshow.com. Also, please check out Bart Volume's work too at bartvolume.com. Now we are going to play our last song break. Monica, can you please introduce our third song?
Thank you, Jordan. Our third song is Anything That You Want by Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck.
Makes you feel ugly and unworthy, and I wanna write a song that fills you with anxiety. And if you never sleep another night, well, that's alright with me. I can be anything that you want. I could be anything that you want. I could be anything that you want. That shows you how you left me. I wanna write a song that's inconsolable and messy. And I wanna write a song about the way you looked at me the first time I woke up on your shoulder. I was so happy. I could be anything that you want. I could be anything that you want.
Welcome back to All Access Pass on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Anything That You Want by Sarah Jickling and her Good Bad Luck. Sarah is a Canadian artist and mental health advocate. This song is off her first solo album, When I Get Better, which documents her journey through bipolar recovery. Sarah has been featured in our January 27, 2021 show, where she speaks about her mental health journey and her music. If you're interested in learning more, check out that episode on the CITR website.
Thank you so much, Monica. Now we are going to hear from Avery, who is bringing you an inspiring story. Avery, please take it away.
Thanks, Jordan. I recently came across a project called Sick Magazine, which is an independent, thoughtful magazine composed by chronically ill and disabled people, founded by Olivia Spring and designed by Kaya Waria. It was founded in Norwich, UK in 2019 and currently operates out of Maine, USA and London, UK. From their website, Sick Magazine is described as a platform for elevating the voices of chronically ill people by publishing essays, features, poetry, visual art, interviews, and more. Their aim is to increase representation of sick people in publishing and the arts, as well as to challenge the harmful stereotypes and misconceptions surrounding disability. I really love this mantra from their website on their About Us page. It says, "We work in and with our slowness, pausing and resting when we need to. We believe, listen to, and support each other. We reject productivity as means of value and celebrate our sick and disabled bodies." You can now purchase Sick Magazine Issue 3 on their website or through select retailers. I think this magazine is awesome as it creates a safe space for artists to create and share their work. And I really suggest taking a look at their website for a preview of the magazine. Their Instagram also has posts featuring the writers and artists with links to their social media pages if you want to follow them and check out their work.
If you're interested in joining our team or think there's an issue we should bring up on our show, please send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
A special thanks goes up to Monique Nelson and Bart Villiamy for chatting with Sarah, Evan, and Katie. Again, please check out Illusion Art Show and Sale online at inclusionartshow.com and Bart Villiamy's work too at bartvilliamy.com.
Please like our All Access Pass Facebook page.
If you're on Twitter or Instagram or both, please follow us at @access_CITR.
If you missed a part of our live show today and want to listen again, or maybe you just want to listen to our past shows, you can do so on citr.ca by going to the search box and typing in All Access Pass.
Thank you.
This is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So much smoother since I've taken
taking all these falls and shit. Can't hold me down, I got a craving for success and shit. You say you ball, but I ain't never seen you shine, you bitch. Might not be known now, but just wait until the bitch blow up. I'm talking gourmet and designer with my boots, so what? You talking smack about a scandalous cat? I rip you up with my claws and that's that. We making waves and you finna get wet. I practice gratitude and massive effects. It's the castle of death. Lavender is so blessed. And you act like you don't know me. I believe that we've met. Attitude from my crew when we in the mood. Dodge the shade that you throw and show it back at you. And why she always got an attitude? I don't know. And why she always got an attitude? Really though. I'm really tired of the constant state of push and shove. And so I always got an attitude. That's what's up. Always, always got an attitude, don't hear it. Always, always got an attitude, don't say it. Always, always got an attitude, don't say it. Always, always got an attitude, that's what's up. Yup, attitude. Acting swiftly cause I'm always on the move. Nope, no I don't know you. So I got an attitude, yup. Yo, I don't play. I won't freeze, we big rolling, we blow trees. I got steez, I got lots. Step onto the stage and they mouths gon' drop. So in love with rap that it off my top. Love it that much, don't think that I could stop. Turn up the volume, cause this shit gon' bop. Turn up the volume, cause this shit don't stop. Yo, and why she always got an attitude? Shove. And so I always got an attitude and that's what's up. And why she always got an attitude, I don't know. And why she always got an attitude, really though. I'm really tired of the constant state of push and shove. And so I always got an attitude and that's what's up. That's what's up. Got an attitude, that's what's up. And that's what's up. Now run and tell your people.
Вы настроены на FM 101.9 CITR. Радио Большого Ванкувера.
Odeon, wide star and the sound surround you. Big round house got them going down in round two. The underdog boxer, I am Doug Flutie. I'm the movie rooted, cheer for yours truly. Beauty, but a beast hero like I'm Hawkeye. Animated when I flex, Popeye. But stop by, I'm the same one offline. Why I gotta drip when the game's so chalk dry? Watch mine, every verse is a blockbuster. Leave them all long gone like a blockbuster. Like a crop duster, dropping hot mustard. This is my confession, y'all are not Usher. 1,000 feet from stardom like the doc. They don't love to work, they just really love to talk. And take shots with the lighting and the props. So it looks like they made it, I just think they lost the plot. Take two. 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 Making hearts break since Darth Vader. Crazy as Sharknado, my heart's been brave since Garth and Wayne. The sharpest blade, Jurassic bars, and carbon dated. No one day of training, y'all, like a whole week with Alonzo. Chasing PCP with a strongbow. You boxing fiends while I'm watching you eating a combo. That's how hard the beating is, Songo. King Kong, that's